AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 100 years ago in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a thriving black community there was destroyed by a white mob. About 300 people were killed. President Biden is in Tulsa today. Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president feels the need to be in Tulsa.
He wants to make sure that this is on record, that this is not forgotten. A story that has not been told is told. And, you know, it is an indictment of systemic racism that these survivors have been forced to fight for literally 100 years to have their humanity recognized and to have justice served.
The AP Sagar Magani reports Joe Biden is the first president to come to Tulsa for this remembrance.
And the visit comes amid a continuing struggle over racial justice. He's been pushing Congress to pass a policing overhaul, and today will announce steps to help narrow the wealth gap between blacks and whites.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says they are winning the coronavirus fight.
You know the famous phrase, "What have you done for me lately?" Well, I'll tell you what vaccinations have done for us lately. We have the lowest positivity rate we've ever had since this crisis began.
The Memorial Day weekend has produced the two busiest days for U.S. air travel since early March of last year. The TSA says close to 2 million people passed through airport security Friday and again yesterday. Britain's government says no new coronavirus deaths were reported today, the first time that has happened since July of 2020. Court records show an FBI agent has been charged with attempted murder in the off-duty shooting of another man on a subway train last year in a Maryland suburb of Washington, D.C. The agent, Eduardo Valdivia, was scheduled to make his initial court appearance today. Police say Chicago saw a drop in the number of homicides last month compared with the same month last year and ended with fewer killings than any Memorial Day weekend in a decade. This is AP News. TV personality Kelly Osbourne says she was clean and sober for 4 years until she relapsed last April. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Kelly Osbourne tells actor Jada Pinkett Smith's online show Red Table Talk she was waiting to meet someone by a pool and saw a couple enjoying champagne. Osbourne had a glass and it snowballed from there. Osbourne says she's been battling drug and alcohol addiction since she was prescribed Vicodin after tonsil surgery when she was 13.
Very quickly, it went from Vicodin to Percocet, from Percocet to heroin eventually, because it was cheaper.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Essential Quality is a 2-1 favorite for the Belmont Stakes, which will be run Saturday. Preakness winner Rom Bauer and Essential Quality headline the field of 8 horses for the third jewel of the Triple Crown. Trainer Bob Baffert has no horses running at the Belmont because the New York Racing Association suspended him after Medina Spirit's positive drug test at the Kentucky Derby. Ed Donahue, AP News.